First of all, it's a very great pleasure and ecstasy, actually, to be here in New Dwarkadham after a very, very long time, too long time, to be at the lotus feet of Sri Sinitai Gorsundar, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish and Rukmini Dwarkanath. Actually, Rukmini Dwarkanath were the first Radha Krishna deities I ever worshipped. Although I joined in Boulder, Colorado, they sent me here to L.A. to get trained up way back in 1969. Way back in 1969, we didn't have the big deities then, only the little deities. And soon we'll be at the lotus feet of Sri Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. And it's a great honor to be here with all the wonderful devotees of New Dwarka community. It's especially to see so many wonderful God brothers and God sisters. It's very, very wonderful. So we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 12, the cleansing of Gundicha temple, starting with verse 40. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So beginning text 45, right? Udkantate prataparuda nari rahibare Ramananda sadilena prabhure milibare. Maharaj Prataruda, in great anxiety, could not endure not seeing the Lord. Therefore, Sri Ramananda Roy, by his diplomacy, arranged a meeting with the Lord for the king. Ramananda prabhupaya kaila nivedana ekabara prataparudre dekara charana. Sri Ramananda Roy frankly requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please show your lotus feet to the king at least once. Prabhu kahi Ramananda kaha vicharya, raja ke milite yuyaya sanyasi haya. Sri Chaitanya replied, my dear Ramananda, you should make this request after duly considering whether it is befitting for a sannyasi to meet a king. Raja Milani Bhikshu Ekera Dui Lokanasha Paraloka Rahuloke Kare Upahasa. If a mendicant meets a king, the world and the next world are both destroyed for the mendicant. Indeed, what is there to say of the next world? In this world, people will joke if a sannyasi meets a king. Ramananda kahi tumi ishvara svatantra kare tomara baya tumi naha paratantra. Ramananda replied, my lord, you are the supreme independent personality of Godhead. You have nothing to fear from anyone because you are not dependent on anyone. Prabhu kahi ami manusha ashrami sannyasi kaya mano vake vyavahare baya basi. When Ramananda Roy addressed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu objected, saying, I am not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but ordinary human being. Therefore, I must fear public opinion in three ways, with my body, mind, and words. Suklavastre masi bindu yache na lukaya sanyasira alpa chidra sarva loke gaya. As soon as the general public finds a little bit of fault in the behavior of sannyasi, they advertise it like wildfire. A black spot of ink cannot be hidden on a white cloth. It is always very prominent. So here we see Mahaprabhu is teaching us that we have to be very, very careful in our prachar and achar. Prachar means preaching. Achar means our behavior. He gives the example here that on a white piece of cloth, if there's a black ink spot, then it shows up everywhere. Just like Prabhupada said, Caesar's wife has to be beyond suspicion. So we have to be very careful. So Mahaprabhu wanted to, though he addressed him as Supreme Personality of God, he said, no, I'm just an ordinary sannyasi. And I have to fear public opinion. So we have to be very, very careful in our prachara and achara to set the best example for Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise people will criticize, just like Mahaprabhu said, then people, if a sannyasi meets a king, then everybody will laugh. What type of sannyasi is going to beg from a king, trying to get wealth after he's renounced everything? Raya kahi kata papira kariya cha avayati Ishvara seva katumara bhakta gajapati. Ramananda replied, my dear Lord, you have delivered so many sinful people. This king, Pratibhruta, the king of Orissa, is actually a servitor of the Lord and your devotee. Prabhu kahi purna yaiche dugdera kalasa sura bindu pate keha nakare parasa. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu then said, there may be much milk in a big pot, but if it is contaminated by a drop of liquor, it is untouchable. Yadyapi pratyapruta sarva gunavan tane malina kaila eka raja nama. The king certainly possesses all good qualities, but simply by taking up the name king, he has infected everything. You see how strict Mahaprabhu is. Tathapi tomara yadi mahagrahaya tabi ani milaha tumi tanhas tanaya. But if you are still eager for the king to meet with me, please first bring his son to meet me. Atma vai jayate putra e sastravani putrela milani yena milibi apani. It is indicated in the revealed scriptures that the son represents the father. Therefore, the son's meeting with me would be just as good as the king's meeting with me. Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.78.36, it is said, Atmavai putra utpana iti veda nusasanam. The Vedas enjoin that one is born from his own son. The son is non-different from the father, and this is admitted in every revealed scripture. In Christian theologies, believe that Christ, the Son of God, is also God. Both of them are identical. So Mahaprabhu was giving some concession that I don't want to meet the king, but his son is his representative, so I will meet the son. That will be just as good as meeting the king. Tabi raya yai sabha raja re kahila prabhura agyaya tanra putra lana aila. Ramananda Roy then went to inform the king about his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and following the Lord's order, brought the king's son to see him. Sundara Rajara Putra Shyamala Bharana Kishora Vayasa Dirga Kamala Nayana. The prince, just entering upon his youth, was very beautiful. He was blackish in complexion and had large lotus eyes. Pitambara dare ange ratna abharana Sri Krishna smarani tena haila udipana. The prince was dressed in yellow cloth and there were jewel ornaments decorating his body. Therefore, anyone who saw him would remember Lord Krishna. Tanra deki mahapurvara Krishna smriti haila prema veshe tanra mili kahila lagila. Seeing the boy, Sri Chaitanya immediately remembered Krishna. Meeting the boy in ecstatic love, the Lord began to speak. E Mahabhagavat Yanhara Darsane, Prajendranandana Smriti Haya Sarvajani. Here is a great devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Upon seeing him, everyone can remember the Supreme Personality of Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. Purport. In his Anubhashya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that a materialist mistakenly accepts the body and mind as a source of material enjoyment. In other words, a materialist accepts the bodily conception of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not regard the son of Maharaj Pratibhuta with the idea that he was a materialist, being the son of a materialist, nor did he consider himself the enjoyer. Mahadevadi philosophers make a great mistake by assuming that the Satchidananda Vigraha, the transcendental form of the Lord, is like a material body. However, there is no material contamination in transcendence, nor is there any possibility of imagining a spirituality in matter. One cannot accept matter as spirit. As indicated by the technical words Boma Ijadi, Bhagavatam 10.84.13, materialistic Mayavadis imagine the form of the Lord in matter, although according to their imagination, God is ultimately formless. This is simply mental speculation. Even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he placed himself in the position of a gopi. He also accepted the king's son directly as the son of Nanda Maharaj, Vrijendra Nandan Hari. This is perfect vision according to the directions of Vedic culture, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Pandita Samadarshana. Such acceptance of absolute truth according to Vaishnava philosophy is explained in both the Mundaka Upanishad and the Katupashana in the following words. Nayam atma pravachena labhyo na medaya na bahuna srutena yam evaiva vishnute lena tena labhyas tasyaisa atma vivrinute tanum swam. The Supreme Lord is not obtained by expert explanations, by vast intelligence, nor even by much hearing. He is obtained only by one who he himself chooses. To such a person he is manifest in his own form. The living entity is entangled in material existence due to the lack of spiritual vision. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura sung in his Kalyana Kalpataru, Samsari Aishishya Prakriti Bhajiya Purusha Abhimani Mari. When the living entity comes to the material world, he thinks himself the enjoyer. Thus he becomes more and more entangled. So here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the son of the king. He was very darkish in complexion. He had various ornaments. He was wearing pitambar, yellow garments. So immediately he remembered the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vrijendra Nandan, Shamsundar. And here Prabhupada in his purport explains that the form of the Lord is not imagination. It's like certain scriptures say one should not have graven images. The image comes from the word imagination. The form of the Lord is not imagination. It is the absolute truth. And some people say Lord cannot have a form. That limits him. But saying God means he's unlimited. To say that God cannot have a form is giving him a limit. He can be formed. He can have a form and he can be formless both at the same time. That is Krishna. All opposing points of view are resolved within Krishna's person. Because if you say God cannot have a form, then how are you putting that limit on him? Everyone accepts God means he's unlimited. So if you put limit, he cannot have a form. He can have a form and be formless both at the same time. But the form is superior, just like we see the rays of the sunshine spread throughout the universe. It is formless. But if we look closely, we see that there's a glowing disk. And if we go to that glowing disk somehow or other, we can meet the sun god. So the superior thing is the sun god himself. So Krishna is Brahma Jyoti, that blinding white light that is spread throughout the universe and formless. But ultimately the Brahma Jyoti is the rays emanating from the form of Krishna. Just like we have to take the authority of I was here in Prabhupada's garden, and Prabhupada was saying, we accept the big guns. Whatever the big guns say, we accept. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Vyasadeva, Parasara, Narada. Whatever the big guns say, we accept. Because one day, we were sitting in Prabhupada's garden, and somebody came. There was some so-called 15-year-old avatar of the Lord or something. And they came to invite us to... he was coming to the airport. They knew we were famous for going to the airport and chanting. They wanted us to come and chant for the 14-year-old avatar of the Lord. So, we won't mention names. And so Prabhupada said, so who has accepted him? We're accepting Krishna. Why? On the authority of the big guns, Prabhupada said. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Vyasadeva, Sita, Asita, Devala, they have all proclaimed Krishna as supreme person. Who has told this little boy is Krishna? We accept the authorities of the big gun. So one of the big guns is Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma, he very clearly says in his Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna. There may be many different Ishvaras. Just like in our own family, the father, he's Ishvara of this little family. Then in the community, there's somebody who's the leader of the community. Then the city, there's the mayor. In the country, there's the president. On up like that. But when we come to the supreme Ishvara, Ishvara Parama, that is, Lord Brahma very clearly says, Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Bigraha. And Lord Brahma is telling, he has form. He's not impersonal or void. But that form is Satchidananda. It is not like this. We should kick out when we think that if God takes a form, then he's miserable like me. Just like 3 days ago, or actually my Vedic birthday is on the day of Rath Yatra. I'll be 70 years in this body. Growing old is no fun, I'll tell you. So we think that if God has got a form, that he's miserable like me. But God's form, Satchidananda, it is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. So we have to very carefully understand this point, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has this very blissful form. We have got a very unblissful form. We're experiencing all the miseries of material existence now. We thought when we were young, we thought it would go on forever like this. And now we're realizing it's not going to go on. So Krishna doesn't have a body like that. His body is full of transcendental bliss and knowledge. Our body is full of ignorance. So seeing the king's son, the Lord was remembering the transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So with the permission of the Vaishnava, the name of this chapter is Cleansing of Gundicha Temple. So I will speak a little bit about cleansing Gundicha Temple with the permission of the Vaishnavas. Because in 1994, myself and my very dear associate Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prabhu, for the first time we went to Rath Yatra in Puri. And we were very fortunate because all the Namahatta devotees from Mayapur had decided to go to Puri instead of Calcutta. So there was an organized ISKCON presence there. I mean, if you go to Rath Yatra, it's very ecstatic, but if you can take part with an organized ISKCON function with all the devotees having big kirtans and everything, it's unbelievable ecstasy. So the day before Rath Yatra is Gundicha Marjana, cleansing of Gundicha Temple. And of course you may know that us Westerners were not allowed to go in. But all the Bengali devotees were going, so I told Bhadra, what's his name? Bhadra Sain? I can't remember. Who was in charge of the Namahatta devotees, that you bring buckets and brooms, we'll cleanse the entrance. Because everybody's running inside to clean the temple, but Lord Jagannath and Baladev and Subhadra, they have to walk through the entrance, and it's filled with plastic and dirt and all kinds of trash. So that he brought a bunch of buckets and brooms, and we were sweeping all the things, and we were carrying trash to throw it away. The Bengali devotees were pilgrims were so impressed, they would grab the trash out of our hands and throw it away for us. You know, they would grab the brooms. They were all coming. We had big buckets. We were washing. We made the whole entrance to Gundicha very, very clean and neat and beautiful. And the pilgrims, they were so amazed. They would grab the brooms out of it. Because what they would come with three sticks just to represent a broom. They had three little sticks. And they had a little teacup, you know, clay teacup full of water. So they were grabbing the buckets from our hand, grabbing our brooms and sweeping with us. It was very amazing. We made the entrance. Because everybody goes inside, but Lord Jagannath has to pass through that entranceway. The next day, the devotee who was in charge of our ISKCON temple there, he has good connections with the SB, and of course we have very good connections with the king. So they arranged a police cordon around our kirtan. We had to organize, you know, every year so many ISKCON devotees go, but they're just watching and seeing the thing. But to actually take part and be part of Rath Yatra is just an amazing experience. So they had this cordon, and we were in front of Lord Baladev's cart. And actually, the real Rath Yatra is not the moving. The real Rath Yatra is getting the lords on the cart. That's the Pandu Vijay. That's everybody just waits for that. After it's moving, then it's moving. But to get them on the carts is a whole thing. And it's amazing. They have all these guys, some guys with swords, you know, dancing around, and people juggling balls. They used to have the guy with a chain, with about three or four spots on the chain, there was rags soaked in oil, and it was burning, and he's spinning it around, just like Prabhupada describes Mahaprabhu dancing in Rath Yatra like a firebrand. So you see, there's only three or four fires, but it looks like a whole circle of fire. And he throws that chain in the air. It's got, you know, pieces of chain coming to a circle in the middle, and he grabs it. This year on TV, I didn't see it. I think probably the government's worried there may be some mistake. Now the pageantry is going down. The king used to come with an elephant. They stopped the elephant. Otherwise, maybe CNN will report that elephant went mad and strampled people. You know, be go all over the world. Some other, even Kumbh Mela, they don't allow elephants anymore. All the mahants come riding on big trucks. All the pageantry's going down. So anyway, that time was very ecstatic. They was throwing this thing in the air and catching it. And then suddenly all these little umbrellas come out, white and black and different types of umbrellas. And then from way inside the temple compound, they have like 20 guys with gongs. Not just one gong, 20 guys with gongs. And they have different beats for different things. So when they're bringing the Lord, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. So you hear this sound roaring inside, coming from inside the temple complex. You know, and the anticipation is growing. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da. You can't imagine. My sound is, you know, you have to imagine 20 gongs at once, you know. And then they have these guys with, only thing way I could describe them is like rocket ships with a pole in the center, you know, made out of that nice puri cloth with nice decorations on them. They come. And then when you see the chamaras, that means that the Lord is coming. All of a sudden, the whole 10 people waving chamaras come. And then the guys playing the gongs come, and they're very dramatic. Da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da. You know, and then all of, they have that special mukut on Lord Jagannath. On, well, first Baladev comes, so the special mukut. I don't know what did it, I forget what it, I just heard the word for it, but I've forgotten. But that suddenly peeks out of, because the guys with the gongs come right in front. And that suddenly peeks outside the Singhadwara gate. And the crowd just goes wild, and you can't imagine. There's 2 million people there. And they just, Jai Baladev! You know, and just the sound makes your hair stand on end, you know. And they rock the lords, and they bring the lords out. In Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, they used to have, I guess in old days they had pillows, but now they rock him like this. It's very interesting how they rock him back and forth and back and forth. They get up some momentum, and then they move forward. When he moves forward, the crowd, it's like that his moving forward is like the lightning, and the reaction of the crowd is the thunder. Jai! You know, it just goes right to your very being, you know. It's just amazing. And Because we used to go to the Janmasthan in Mathura, because they also have Jagannath Didi, so they do Rath Yatra. And I saw them, they have a little Jagannath like this, and they would bring him down the steps, they would bring him down one platform, and they put him on a little table and shake him like this. And I said, what in the world are they doing? But then I went to the Rath Yatra in Puri, that's the way they bring the Lord, you know. They just rock him like this, you know, and then four, boom, jai. Then they have this ramp, it's just coconut trees cut in half and lashed together. Hmm? And they have a special pole that's lashed onto the Lord, onto the Lord's, with all those silken ropes are around. And they start pulling him up that ramp. And it's very hard for them to get him up the ramp. It's just coconut trees chopped in half, you know. And the year I was there, suddenly Lord Baladev went, edge of the ramp, and they pulled him up, and when they pulled him up, he went all the way back down to the bottom. So then again, shaking and shaking, and everybody, people just up against Lord Balaram's body, you know, pushing him from behind, in front, pulling. They got him up to the top, and that mukut disappears. As soon as he gets to the top, because all those pandas, they can sell a piece of that to their jijaman, you know, their customers. So as soon as he gets up to the top, that mukut, poof! If you blinked, you missed it. It just disappears. And then the platform where Lord Baladev sits is a little high, and they were trying to get him up, you know. Finally, they got him up, and then they turn him around, and then they finish the decoration, and they have these ropes to the side that keep him from rocking. Then they bring Lady Subhadra. Now, Lady Subhadra, she doesn't like this rocking. They just put her on their shoulders. They come running out. Then they stop and set her down for a minute while they rest. Then again, they put her up on their shoulders, and they run, and they come and run all around Balaram's cart, and they come up that ramp and put her like that. Now Lord Jagannath is coming. And we're having this ecstatic kirtan. And it's the first, 1994 is the first time it was on TV. So the TV cameras are zooming in on our kirtan. Even the announcer was saying the ISKCON kirtan is increasing the shobha, the glory of the Puri Rath Yatra. We had this big kirtan. There was a big, everybody sitting on the balconies and anywhere you can find. There was a bunch of Ramanandi sadhus on top of the billboard. And I was leading kirtan, and they were just on the top of the billboard, just rocking like this. And even people as far away as Bangalore said, "That was you leading the kirtan, right? You had that. You had your famous yellow Harinam chatter." I said, "Yeah, that was me." So then, now Jagannath is coming. The announcer is getting, you know, it's all going on in Uriya, but it's getting wilder and wilder. Then again, you hear the da 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 da. Da-da-da, just sound. It's echoing inside the temple complex. It gets louder and louder and louder. The anticipation is growing. Then suddenly, Lord Jagannath appears, and the crowd just goes wild. Jai Jagannath! The sound just reaches to the very center of your being. And they brought Lord Jagannath out, and then they up the ramp without any trouble. And again, the mukut just pew, disappeared. And then the king comes. He used to have a big elephant, but he has a deep maroon palanquin that they bring him on behind the elephant. And he comes up, and he doesn't actually, because he told me personally that it says in our books, it says he sweeps the road. He said, but Puri, in the old days, it was all Rath Yatra means rain. There's no, if it doesn't rain at Rath Yatra, that's not, it's very unauspicious. So the road is just mud. There's no question of sweeping the mud. But you can see he has a gold-handled broom, and there's a prikama marg around the deity, and he sweeps around that with his gold-handled broom one time. Then he sprinkles chandan water. Then he sprinkles chandan powder all around the prikama path. First he goes to Baladev, then he goes to Jagannath, and he goes to Subhadra. Then they rip off the the ramps, and they have horses. They have white horses for Jagannath, black horses for Baladev, and gray or brown horses for Subhadra. And they begin lashing them on. Then the ropes go out, and their ruts, they're not straight like this. They're leaned down. And those 20 guys with gongs are in front of the rut, and they have one guy sitting on the horses with a little stick beating the horses. And he starts giving a little pep talk in Uriya. And then he beats the horses, and there's two guys with little trumpet-like things. Dweeb, dweeb. Then the gongs go, bam, 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 bam. As soon as it starts going, then ba-da, bump. And the platforms are slanted like this, and you got these guys rocking back and forth, da-da, very dramatic, da-da, dun, da-da, dun, da-da, dun. Then they'll change, da-da-da-dun, da-da-dun. The king explained to us there's a different beat for what, if to start the breath is da-da-da-da-da, to go straight, da-da-dun, da-da-dun, and then to go left is another one, to go right. They don't have any speaker system. So the different beats tell the crowd whether they should pull to the left or to the right. Da-da-da-da, 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 da-da-da-da. And their ruts have drivers. All the ruts have names. They even know how many pieces of wood in each rut that they use every year. There's so many pieces of wood for each rut. And they have these big, huge, enormous cutouts. And Krishna's rut, of course, is Daruka. And Subhadra's card is, they have big cutout of Arjuna, naturally. And on Balaram's card, which is, they have somebody named Matali, who is the most expert chariot driver in the universe. He drives Indra around. And all the carts have names. Baladev's is Taladwaja, Nandi Ghosh is Jagannath, and Darpa Dalan is Subhadra's rut's name. And then the Rath Yatra starts, and it's a most amazing thing. It's practically impossible to pull, but you can walk beside the cart, and those carts, they don't have, we have nice gears and bearings and ball bearings and grease and everything, but it's just wood against wood. We have one wheel out here, you know, it's wood against wood, and it's the most amazing sound when that Rath moves. Because Baladev has 14 wheels, Subhadra has 12, and Lord Jagannath has 16 wheels. And I'm just making the sound of one wheel. You imagine 16 wheels making all this sound. It just starts out. Your hair stands on end. You hear 16 wheels making this sound. Anyway, I'll stop here because it's time is up. But anyway. I wasn't there, so I can't say anything about first discount Rath Yatra. First discount was San Francisco in 1970. Well, we spoke about it yesterday. Somehow some Black Panthers started a problem with throwing rocks and hitting devotees, and so they told Prabhupada couldn't come. And Prabhupada was very sad. Actually, his servant told me Prabhupada was crying because he couldn't go to Rath Yatra. So eventually, somewhere along the way, I was way up in front chanting and dancing. Suddenly I heard some commotion. I turned around. I saw this car pull up. And I said, how did a car come on the parade road through Golden Gate Park on Rath Yatra Day? And then this car stopped and Prabhupada got it. He had this bright silk saffron kurta and lungi. It was just amazing. He was just shining, you know. And everyone from every corner just started running. And Prabhupada, right in the asphalt, he got down and paid his dandavas to Lord Jagannath in the asphalt. Oh, and in the main Rath Yatra, Baladev goes first, then Subhadra, then Lord Jagannath. In Puri, that's how they do it. And we were in front of Baladev. So Baladev suddenly started moving our kirtan party. And it was the first time it was on TV, so the pundits were upset. They thought less people will come, so they delayed everything. And it got so late that Rathiyatra didn't actually start till 3. I watched this time. They started moving around 10. But not till 3 o'clock did they start bringing the lords out. So, and after dark, they don't move. So the only kirtan party anybody saw was our ISKCON kirtan, because we were in front of Lord Baladev. He went halfway down the road, and then Subhadra started, then Jagannath moved about 10 feet. The conch blew that its sun is down, and they stopped the Rathiyatra. So only us. Anyway, back to 1978, San Francisco. So Prabhupada, he paid his obeisances right in the asphalt. Not obeisances, dandavats. Then he got up, and you can see the pictures. He was leaping in the air, dancing in ecstasy. Everybody just swarmed around me like a bunch of bees. And I was way up ahead with the kirtan party, and I looked back and I saw this thing happen. And I thought, how am I going to get through? The crowd was so thick. And I don't know, I guess it was just the look on my face or something. It's just the sea of spectators just parted. I guess they just saw a look on my face. And just, and I'm right there. And there's, you know, sometimes when they took the picture from that angle, you can see my young face there, dressed in brahmachari cloth. And then we went down to the Family Dog Auditorium. And they had very wonderful decorations there. It was this huge painting of Radha and Krishna and the 8 gopis. It was above Prabhupada's head and behind Lord Jagannath. They had a huge feast. We were serving at this feast. And Prabhupada told everyone, you chant and dance in ecstasy. And when you're tired, you go outside, take Krishna prasadam. When you're full of Krishna prasadam, you come back and dance in ecstasy. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. Yes, Vijay.
There's a famous picture of Prabhupada dancing. I think it's in 1970. You're in that picture. That's the Rathiyatra.
Yeah, somehow I got through this wall of people. I don't know how. They just parted. I guess they saw the look of anxiety in my face and just got out of my way. So I got in that picture. But
thank you very much for the mantra class, Prabhu. So while they are locking Lord Jagannath Baladev like that in Jagannath Puri, is any specific meaning of that locking the Lord like that?
I don't know any meaning about it. Just they're heavy. They're heavy dudes. They can't. And Lord Jagannath, when you see Lord Jagannath, we make our deities symmetrical. But Lord Jagannath is huge. He's huge and he's perfect. Once you've seen Lord Jagannath, they told me that the white in his eyes, they take 1 lakh rupees worth of pearls and grind it into powder. When you see the circle is just right, the black spot is just right. After that, any deity you see, you say, well, black spot is too small, it's too big, the white isn't right. After you see Lord Jagannath, and his nose, like ours, also. In the old days, we used to make very pointy noses, but Lord Jagannath's nose is very rounded. I saw one time on Ultarath, I was standing right near Lord Jagannath and I got profile view. And Lord Jagannath's nose just comes down and goes whoop, like that. Just it's very rounded and very sweet. But he's huge. He's much bigger than Baladev. If you ever get a chance to go to Puri Rathiyatra, especially if Radhanath, because the next time I went, it was with Radhanath Swami's group. We had, again, nice ISKCON kirtan. Otherwise, you just go and... In 1996, I was there for Navakalevaram. And we were with some person who got a seat in the balcony on the veranda of the hotels. It cost us like 500 rupees each. Now I understand it's up to 5,000 and 6,000 rupees each to sit and watch. But to be able to participate is just its most amazing experience. Anyway, in a few days we'll get our amazing experience on Dennis Beach. So it's getting late, so we'll put our voice to rest here. Also, we'd like to announce to all the devotees, we recently published Braj Leela Part 2. If anybody wants a copy, they can see me. It's transcriptions of lectures that I've given about Braj Prakama. So it's not formal writing, but the way I talk, that's the way the book is. So we have many copies here. You can see me and hear the copy. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jagannath Swami ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Thank you.